Hello, you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. Is this on?
Mine aren't on.
I can't hear myself.
I can hear.
Oh, here, headphones. Okay, hi. This is Buenas Vibras Hour. I'm your host, Evi, and I'm here with...
Juanchi, hello.
Yay, Juanchi's joining us for the show this semester. Very excited. I have someone to interact with. It's not just me talking to the air. Your mic is on. Are you using mic 3?
Yeah.
I can... You can't hear yourself?
Hello, hello.
I can hear you,
now
yeah.
I can hear myself.
Okay, perfect.
Whoo.
Yay, I'm so excited for the show this semester. We have a lot of new music that I've been collecting over the break. It's going to be a mix of both of our music this semester. Since we're doing the show together,
it's gonna be better now.
Maybe a bit different. It might not just be Florence and the Machine
better.
Every time I do the show. But that was Otro Atardecer by Bad Bunny and the Marías. Great song. the album came out over a long time ago, but I just discovered that song recently because I've been listening to the Marias, who are very good. And I told my brother and my cousin the other day that the song is really good and that I really like it, and they almost like smacked me because they've been telling me about this album for the past like year. So yeah.
It's not an old album.
It's not an old album, but they've been like talking about...
All right, yeah, they've been trying to get you into it, and now you're like, oh my god, it's my favorite.
Like every time I'm like, oh, like Taro, like yeah. all the basic ones, and I'm like, oh my god, guys, you know the song Otro Atardecer? And they're like, Eri, we've been talking about this for like a year. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, they're really good, and the Marios are really good also. They're like very funky, like jazzy kind of vibes.
They're great.
Very good. So yeah, I wanted to start off that song, which has muy buenas vibras. Wow.
Muy buenas vibras.
Muy buenas vibras. Yeah, so I the show today is pretty much just a bunch of songs that I've discovered for over the break, and a lot from TikTok, because that's what most of my TikTok algorithm is. This next one is from TikTok, which I actually showed Juanchi yesterday, and he doesn't realize. Or in the playlist. It's the one that you told me that you liked.
I told you I like four.
Okay, well, it's one of the ones that you told me that you like. It's called Must Have Been a Ghost by Próxima Parada.
Yeah.
Which I was actually reading a bit about them because I think it's interesting to do that, especially before the show, so that I can share with you people.
You get prepared.
Yes. Próxima Parada means next stop in Spanish. And so they're from San Luis Obispo in California. They went to college there, and then they would take the bus to school every day. And at every stop, there'd be a recording that said, now approaching Próxima Parada, and then the street name. And so their bio says, they'd hear this 100 times a day. For them, the name is an invitation to the present moment, a reminder to not be too focused on the destination and to appreciate every stop along the way.
That is cap. You know what I think?
Beautiful.
You know what I think it is? I think they couldn't decide on a name, and they were like, you know
they're sitting on the bus.
They're like, oh, you know what? Let's just call Próxima Parada, because like, we need to do our Spotify account eventually.
They're like, quickly, they're sitting on the bus, they're like, we need a name now, and then it goes
exactly
now approaching Próxima Parada. They're like, that's it, we got it.
Exactly.
But yeah, they're good. I honestly have only heard one of their songs, but it has a lot of listens. It has 9 million streams, listens, whatever. But yes, that will
indie.
Be very indie. Theme is always indie. Yeah, okay, so enjoy Must Have Been a Ghost. Here we let, as Ben would say, let's get into
let's
it.
Let's get into one of my favorite songs.
One of my favorite. I will not be talking over it, but let's get into it.
We'll be shouting in the best parts.
Yes. Okay. Bye.
I guess it must have been a ghost. I don't see no one. Every time I get close, can't keep you around. Thought I knew you, but it must have been a ghost. I don't see no one. Shame on my eyes, thinking you were real. Thank you.
all them horses run a bit faster. So I know if you want it, baby, you can give me an answer. But see, my problem is I want. I guess it must have been a ghost. I don't see no one. Every time I get close, can't keep you around. Thought I knew you, but it must have been a ghost. I don't see no one. Shame on my eyes thinking you were. Shame on my eyes thinking you were.
Check one, check two. Singing right now, feeling kinda nervous, starting things not really like me. Got a boyfriend, says he likes me, guess I like him, but it's funny, cause I'm not big on relationships. I'm more down for the flirt. All my friends say it's a problem, I just rather not get hurt, cause I can't take. Myself, never good for someone else. So I try to stay away. Don't want them dealing with my brain. But suddenly they got me folding. Cause I only want him to hold me up. But I can't take my feelings and I can't trust my heart. So I never take my chances. Cause I know I'll break apart. So I don't want someone missing me.
What do you do on weekends? I miss my weekends with you. Down when 80 windows show there's a time flu.
And now that's gone, feel like I've done you wrong, but life goes on. What do you do on Mondays? Do you ever think it could be the same? I've been feeling funny, I don't know what's to blame. Blue sheets on Call it X, but we on the next do. I call it X, but we on the next do. I call it X, but we on the next do. I call it X, but we on the next do.
Hello, we're back. We're here with Michelle, who has decided to join us. Welcome, Michelle, to the show. We both talk into the microphone. Yeah, you're welcome. We both decided to wear our band shirts that we got for each other for our birthdays. We're so
excited. They didn't tell me about it, so I'm here looking like an idiot.
What would you have worn?
What
band t-shirts?
Oh, Beatles one.
Your Beatles one?
Sgt. Pepper's.
Okay, next time we can do like classic rock t-shirts. Yeah. I'll wear my Led Zeppelin one. Michelle,
I don't have anything.
Well, you can be the odd one out next time then. So that was Must Have Been a Ghost by Próxima Parada, which we talked about. Then Don't Miss Beam by Claire Rosencrantz, who is apparently 19. Juanchi?
Yeah, 19.
Juanchi looked up some facts. That's all
he
found.
I'm the fact checker today.
He's a fact checker. She's coming to Boston, I think, February 9th.
I'll fact check
something.
That.
Why don't you will fact check that? But yeah, the tickets are like $20, so might go. She has like three songs that I like, but she's really good. It's like very fun vibes. She has a very famous song called Backyard Boy, which I think was like TikTok famous, possibly. Yes.
Tickets actually start at $33.
Oh, wow. Where is she playing? House of Blues?
She is playing in Paradise Rock Club, February 8th, Wednesday, 7 p.m. Boston,
February 8th, Wednesday, 7 p.m. That could be fun. Where is that? Paradise Rock Club?
I don't know. Maybe we'll check that too.
Paradise, yes, please. Can I get the exact address?
Yeah,
I feel like it's in like Alston.
Paradise Rock Club is in Boston, Massachusetts.
Wow.
It is near Clear Flower Bakery, right next to the river, West Boston.
That's like
past
Alston.
Fenway.
That's Alston. I was right.
Pretty much.
AKA Brighton. And then we played the next by
North
Moxie,
Brooklyn,
which is their new song, Moxie.
Hey, Evie, did you know there's another band called Moxie?
No way. From what? Like right now?
No. 1974 to 1983. And actually, 1999 to present moment. Their genres are hard rock and heavy metal.
Wait, they got back together in the 90s and they're still...
In 99, so kind
in
of 2000s, yeah.
Wow.
And they're from Ontario.
Oh.
Toronto,
Canada.
Toronto.
Well, that's not the Moxie that we just played.
Yeah, it's not.
This Moxie,
very
I'm pretty
chiller.
Sure they're from New York. Well, we saw them in New York.
No, you guys saw them in New York.
Oh my God, you weren't there.
Next to... They were playing with our favorites, Cooking Class.
Cooking Class.
We should play Cooking Class. Huh?
We should play. Maybe we'll play Cooking Class. We'll play Cooking Class. Yeah, Cooking Class is great. So is Moxie. The lead singer is really, really good. She has a lot of moxie, which, fun fact, we were just looking this up. Moxie means, according to the dictionary, force of character, determination, or nerve. When you've got moxie, that's how you would say it. When you've got moxie, you need the clothes to match. Wow. I mostly remember that word from Night at the Museum 2 when Amelia Earhart, played by Amy Adams, says that all the time. So, yeah, fun facts for everybody. yeah, so Anything to add, Michelle?
Yeah, it's like well, it's two song. Of us here. So.
Yeah, hey. Michelle is just sitting for waiting the for the PSA. Like, we'll wait a little.
She's like grabbing the PSA. She's like,
not
when
letting
is it
anyone
my turn?
Take that binder from her. We she's still, already chosen it.
You have to wait 6 more minutes. I'm
she
sorry.
Just walks in. Michelle, I feel like you always have that nail polish color on.
I only have one color of nail polish, okay, and it is
so
this.
It's true. Okay.
Yeah. Same.
Well, I hope people are listening. No, I'm kidding. Next up, we have Green Eyes by Joseph, which I know two of their songs. This is the most recent one that I found by them. It's very cool. They're a trio, three sisters, which gives me like Haim vibes. I don't know if you guys know Haim, but they're also three sisters. But yeah, Joseph, they have one of my favorite album covers of all time from their album Good Luck Kid. It's very cool, very 70s vibes, dramatic photography. I really like it. But yeah, this song is Green Eyes. I recently discovered it and it's really good. And then we'll play Cooking Class because I just realized that we were going to say that. But yeah, for now, Green Eyes. And then you guys can listen to some Cooking Class. Okay, cool. Bye. Anything else? Okay, bye. Let's get into it.
Have fun.
Enjoy.
Moonlight at the dashboard could have been the way. The moonlight at the dashboard, passenger window rolled down. That got me thinking there's something we should talk about. It's not worth waiting out. I used to the taste, but I swallow it now. And I'll be first to say those green eyes on my green lights give up on control. You see red lights, I see me rolling straight through to you. If I'm headed for the cliffside, I'm ready for the fall. If you know me at all, you know I don't need lights to decide. Could read you, but I lost my place. Now we're on different pages. I need you. Thought I could read you, but I lost my place. Now we're on different pages. I need you. Thought I could read you, but I lost my place. Now we're on different pages. I need you. Thought I could read you.
I'm diving under. Here comes the sun. Ocean blue and I'm floating somewhere out on the run. Wading through and I'm diving under. Here comes the sun. Ocean blue and I'm floating somewhere. Ocean blue and I'm floating somewhere out on the run. Wading through and I'm diving under. Here comes the sun. Ocean blue and I'm floating somewhere.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. That was, you just heard Green Eyes by Joseph, which I talked about, and then Telephone by Cooking Class, which we promised to you and we delivered.
And you guys liked it.
And you definitely liked it because they're amazing. They are from New York. I've talked about them many times. They're friends from high school with some of our friends from here at Tufts. That's how we discovered them, and they're amazing. I saw them live in New York. And they're very, very good. So yeah, that was Telephone. You guys should check them out. Cooking Class. They have really good music and a great logo.
It's all right.
I think it's great from a graphic designer's perspective.
Yeah.
And then that was Take a Slice by Glass Animals, which we've decided is a very, very strange band, but they're still amazing. Yeah, the beginning's a little bit weird, but I mean, everything is a little bit weird, but you know, they're great. And now, for the moment everyone has been waiting for, we get to hear a PSA from your health-minded friends at WMFO. Take it away, Michelle.
Thank you all for listening to the most anticipated moment of the show. So, are you looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh, so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Bars.
Ooh,
wow.
That was amazing.
Should be a rapper. Thank
you, guys. That's why we pay her the big bucks.
Yeah.
We should just put her on a loop.
Yeah.
Yes, please. This is my debut into apples. The music world.
Just rapping fruit names. I like how it says all of the fruits and nuts from WMFO. No. That's us.
What's a prune? Is that like, what type of dried? I'm confused.
A prune? That's like what old people eat.
Is it just its own fruit?
Old people.
Yeah.
Is it like its own fruit or is it a dried something? Like a raisin?
It's definitely.
I don't think I've ever heard of anyone eating a prune.
I'll fact check it right now.
Let's go, Juanchi.
Yes. Because I know prunes are like, I don't know.
A prune is a dried plum, most commonly.
Yeah, I've never heard of
the European plum.
Wow.
Not all plum
species.
I'm so glad
someone is smart in this show.
Dried plum. Now I want to try that.
But it's a specific type of plum.
Oh.
It's like small.
Oh.
Anyway.
Anyway.
Stay tuned for some Zambian Christian music.
Oh, yes.
Apparently, according to Michelle, it's the best.
The best music ever.
According to my parents.
We're actually taking a field trip to Zambia.
Yeah.
To go to church with Michelle and her parents to hear.
And listen to some banging
tunes. Anyone is welcome.
We're actually starting a whole section of the show just of Zambian Christian music. Yeah. We moved away from Slavic Slaps, which I don't know if anyone remembers. That's how the show...
Originals.
The original. How the show originated back in the day with Aisha. We started with the Russian music, hardcore Russian rap and hip-hop, and now we're moving on to some wholesome Zambian Christian music.
Yeah.
So that's what's up next for everyone. I heard they're playing at the House of Blues. Imagine...
I'll arrange it.
You should bring them all the way from Zambia. With all the funds that we get from this show, we'll arrange a trip for the Zambian Christian choir.
Choir.
Reverse mission trip.
Reverse mission trip. Bring them to Medford. We'll have them in the studio. That's the band, Juanchi.
That's the band.
Juanchi just said that he wanted to have a band in the studio and record them during our show, which is, we were just brainstorming what band we could have, and that's the band.
That is the band.
That's going to be them. No, but actually, stay tuned. But we actually might do that one day, so that'll be very exciting. Something different for all of my listeners. All five of you, you get to listen to Juanchi's band, maybe. What are you doing?
I'm looking for songs.
Okay, important. Well,
my next. Family's tuned in, by the way.
Oh, that's great. My family's also tuned in. They're driving.
Hi, Mom.
Hello. Happy birthday, Orit.
All right, what's next?
Okay, yeah. Next is If I Had a Gun, which I've never heard, but was recommended by both of you people, by Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds.
This is Noel Gallagher from Oasis.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Now I'm excited.
I think
he's, Oasis of Wonderwall. And Champagne Supernova.
He is the guitarist. Oasis? He's not the singer. Oh. He's the guitar brother. Yeah.
The guitar brother. They're brothers.
Yeah. Oh. Liam Gallagher. Noel Gallagher.
Are they Irish?
No, I don't know. No, they're from. They're English. I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Nottingham? No. Nottingham. I don't know where. Yeah, and they got into a fight.
Oh.
I mean, there was always beef, and then they separated, and it's Liam Gallagher, and then Noel Gallagher's flying whatever.
Flying birds, high flying birds, not low.
Really good song, very Oasis vibes.
Okay, I'm excited. Some isn't like 90, whatever, we'll see. Okay, that's if I had probably. A gun, dot, 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 leaving us in suspense. Ooh, okay.
Enjoy.
Tears you cry will fade away. I'll
Hello, we are back. Okay, that was If I Had a Gun by Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds. That was my first time listening to the song, and it was great. It was very Oasis vibes, I will agree.
Yeah.
Also, more importantly, breaking news, outside of the station and the Green Line station at Tufts, there's something happening.
We got four fire trucks outside.
Four? It's not four.
There's at least three. There's
one fire truck and like two police
cars. No, there's three fire trucks.
Okay.
There's three fire trucks and like a pickup truck painted red as if it was another fire truck.
Oh. To be fair, they send three fire trucks for everything.
For everything.
That's true.
Just to let you know.
It's this country.
Yeah, but this campus is quite tense now after the end of last semester.
Oh, yeah. And beginning of this
fun
one.
Fun bomb threats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bomb threat every day.
But yeah, except on breaking weekends. Breaking news. Yeah, bomb threat only when there's important finals happening.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to happen again, to be honest. Until finals at the end of this semester. Oh my God, if that happens during graduation, I may murder someone.
Oh no.
No, knock on wood. It's not going to happen. Yeah, we're all knocking on wood. Okay, I don't want to talk about graduation. But, okay. that's what's happening right now. We don't actually know what it is, but
right outside Cummings.
Right outside on Boston Ave, on the corner of in the intersection of Boston Ave.
Yeah, light traffic in Boston Ave, so
what's this?
You should go around it.
I don't know.
If you're driving.
Yeah.
Boston Ave.
Traffic report.
By Juanchi.
Okay. Then we played Psychics in LA by Peach Pit. Which Juanchi's band, Chrissy D.
And the Pussycats.
And the Pussycats is playing. Great band.
Great band.
If you can ever see them live, I recommend.
If you can see them live, because
we may have them on the show one day, so yeah, you can maybe hear them live. So yeah, that was Psychics in LA, and then Detroit Basketball by Bad Bad Hats, which has the cutest album cover I've ever seen. I recommend everyone look it up. It's little hats with legs, obviously doing something bad. The name of the band is Bad Bad Hats. Oh, we only have 5 minutes left. Okay, we're going to play Talk by Biba Doobie.
Biba Doobie.
Biba Doobie, which...
She's from London.
Oh, no way.
Yes.
Well, I'm not usually a fan of hers, but we're going to play it.
Very cool.
Very cool, according to Juanchi. He recommends. Michelle, have you heard this song?
No.
Well, you will now.
And well, you will now. This may be our last song.
Yeah, definitely. It's 5 minutes.
Probably. We have 5 minutes. I don't know who goes after me. I guess we'll see. Also, I've been... Hi, Danit, in Israel. I don't know if you're listening still. But we have many new listeners today all over the country. So, Danit, if you're listening, thank you for listening all the way in Tel Aviv. I think that's where you are at the moment.
Make sure to call us.
If you want to... Well, I think that's kind of an expensive call all the way from Israel.
But if...
If
the funds...
If suffices. She feels like putting some of her budget to calling...
855-915-9636. That is...
I don't see it.
You should get a WhatsApp.
Oh, 855-915-9636.
There's no WhatsApp, but there is a Skype.
There's a Skype. You can Skype in. We won't know how to answer the phone, most likely.
Yeah.
But you can call if you want.
We'll work on setting up a WhatsApp.
We also probably won't be able to pick up the phone correctly because it's a mess.
We don't know what we're doing. We're professionals over here. Okay.
Biba Doobie.
Talk by Biba Doobie. Enjoy.